Alternatives in Motion, Doing Great Things, Enhancing Independence Through Access to Mobility Equipment. Executive Director Colleen Davis in the house. Good morning to you, Colleen.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you for having us.
Why are you all sparkly there?
Well, we were at a little event last night, and I had this lovely necklace on, so I decided to wear it again today. It's Giving Tuesday.
It's Giving Tuesday, and we're all celebrating here in West Michigan. New position has been created under the umbrella of Alternatives in Motion, which is a program coordinator. I welcome you to the microphone, Kelsey Kirby.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. All right, Colleen Davis, tell me about Alternatives in Motion.
Oh, wow. Well, we're so blessed to have Kelsey in this brand new position, but we enhance independence through access to mobility equipment. And what that really means, Shelley, is we're blessed by the West Michigan community, and they donate gently used mobility equipment to us. And then we work with amazing community partners to place the equipment with persons with disabilities right in that same West Michigan community.
Awesome. All right, Miss Kelsey, a OT graduate from Grand Valley State University. You've been working hard, and this is where you find a new position.
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's been so great to work with clients one-on-one and enhance their independence. That's what OT is all about, and just really getting into the West Michigan community and being more involved. It's been amazing.
Yes. What are your responsibilities with AIM?
I work really close with the clients, getting them set up with the correct mobility equipment that we have, as well as working with other partners within the West Michigan area and medical personnel, therapists, doctors, just really making that connection, making sure they're comfortable with the process and giving them what they need to be independent.
Thank you for that. Self-disclose, I know the good work AIM does. As a former board member, Colleen, you're ramping up the bar here with the employment of an occupational therapist.
Yeah, super excited that the board and their strategic framework thought that this was definitely the next move forward for Alternatives in Motion. And so we're so excited to have Kelsey and her expertise.
How important is that we are fit appropriately with an assistive device, Kelsey?
So important. You have to make sure, you know, you're able to do everything that you need to do. If something isn't fit properly, you're not able to complete tasks safely. And that's number one with fitting with mobility equipment, being able to be in the community.
Awesome. All right, Giving Tuesday. Yes, WGVU part of it, but so is Alternatives in Motion and all the other nonprofits looking for support. You have some ways to give. How shall we help, Colleen?
Yeah, we have two ways. We have our own little giving campaign for our batteries. We're calling it Power Up with AIM. So we're super excited about that. We want to raise $2,000 today to provide 10 batteries. And so not a lot of people know that when people donate power equipment to us that's worth thousands of dollars, we really appreciate, we love the equipment, but majority of the time it doesn't move because the batteries do not work anymore. And so it can cost up to $500 for two batteries for most power equipment batteries. So we're trying to raise $2,000 today to buy 10 batteries. So we're super excited about that. And then also, it's our first year partnering with Noodles & Company on 28th Street. And from 4 to 8 today, if you come in and mention Alternatives in Motion.
I love Noodles & Company. Go ahead.
They're awesome. Yes, they will donate 25% of the proceeds to Alternatives in Motion from 4 to 8 today.
Good. That's the 28th Street location, correct?
Correct.
Yes. I'm certainly not going to go into the details, but batteries, salaries, opportunities to certainly restore equipment, Kelsey, costs money.
Oh, yeah. Lots of money. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hence, a power wheelchair battery costs an average of $200?
Each, yes. And they require two batteries each. So it's just, you know, it's an investment in our community. When people donate a $20,000 chair to us, in order to make it move, you know, we have to invest that $400, $500 in it initially. So that's quite a large part of our budget every year, Shelley.
Yes. But it's part of your service.
It is. It definitely is. So if we don't invest in the chairs, then we can't invest in people in the community. So it's kind of the price of doing business for us at Alternatives in Motion.
Yes. Kelsey Kirby, again, OT graduate from Grand Valley. You are excited about expanding your vital programs, sharing stories of clients and how you impact lives. So I trust if one is interested in... No, I can go back to you, Colleen, on this. How does it work? If I need a piece of assistive device, give you a buzz?
Yeah, definitely. They can reach out to us on the website for an initial inquiry, and then we'll get back to them usually within 24, 48 hours, asking them more details. And we just have a one-page application, Shelley, so it's very easy. We're not checking statuses or anything like that. We just want to make sure that there is a need. And the vast majority of our clients that we serve, Shelley, have been denied through insurance. So,
and again, that could be... a disaster, Kelsey, to lead the question.
Yes, absolutely. Insurance really sometimes puts a halt on what some individuals need. So we're there to help them through that so they're able to have what they need to have.
What else do you need to share, Colleen?
Well, we're just truly grateful. We've had an amazing year at Alternatives in Motion and just looking forward to the future and helping more people. We're at 520 individuals that we've supported this year with mobility equipment. So again, we continue to increase that every year. So we're highly dependent on the community to help us help more people. And that's really what it comes down to.
Yes. How do we help you with your Giving Tuesday?
You can go to our website right on our AIMGR.org. There's a link to our Giving Tuesday campaign. You can also find out more about volunteering for us, our special events. Everything's right on our website, or you can go to our Facebook, and we also have our giving opportunities up there today.
What's your dream, Kelsey Kirby?
My dream? Wow. I think my biggest dream is just to be very... have a wide range of opportunities as an occupational therapist. I think that there are so many different ways that we are able to help our community and help individuals, and just being able to expand on that. And taking this role with AIM has been one of those things, just diving in more into the community piece of it and looking at it with a different lens.
It's good luck to you. Congratulations on this this opportunity to help others and certainly get your experience as an OT. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Colleen Davis and Kelsey Kirby on behalf of Alternatives in Motion.